Welcome to the Christian Business Advantage Podcast, the podcast for Christian authors, speakers, coaches, and virtual assistants. I'm your host, longtime virtual assistant, author, and speaker, Alicia Avant. On this podcast, we'll talk about how to build an online presence through email marketing, social media marketing, content repurposing, and building and maintaining your website. After serving Christian authors and speakers for over a decade, I have learned a great deal about their greatest needs, and it continues to be a privilege to serve them. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Christian Business Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Avant, and today we are continuing our series on using AI with the topic, Tips for Using AI. So the last couple of weeks we talked about, is it good or bad? Some pros and cons. Today, I'm going to give you some useful tips for using AI as a writer, as a speaker, as a coach. So let's start with the fact is, and I shared this on last week's episode, you will have a learning curve when it comes to using AI. Most of my experience is with two AI tools. One is ChatGPT. The other is Descript. Now, those two tools do different things. And next week on the last episode of the podcast for this month, we will be talking about specifically AI tools, the different purposes and goals that they can help you to reach, ways that they can be used. ChatGPT is for writing, and it is the one that I have the most experience with. So I will be mainly giving you tips for using that type of tool, the writing ones. There are others. And as you will see in next week's episode, there's a lot of tools that are just like ChatGPT, and they all are great tools. But there are obviously different levels. Like ChatGPT has a free version. There's a paid version. There's almost a free and paid version for everyone. There are some that are just paid. Like there's no free option. But let's just look at it from the writing aspect of an AI tool. So the first thing you'll have to do is give your AI tool some background. Tell it about who you are, what your purpose is, and about your audience or target market that you are writing to. So you need to give AI or the tool the big picture and some details about your goals, what you're wanting to accomplish. Then, one of the first ways that I used AI was to create an outline. Use AI to create an outline, then you can flesh out the content that you're having yourself. So I did this to create blog posts. I've done this to create podcast episodes. All kinds of ways that you can do this. Then you want to start with your own writing, but use AI to spruce it up. So I mentioned this several times. I have a client who was writing emails. She wrote the email and then she used ChatGPT to improve the email. Or you can start with an introductory sentence and you can maybe say an introductory sentence or paragraph and have AI produce the next sentence or paragraph. It's kind of like when we were back in elementary school and we all wrote a story in class by having one person write the first sentence and then pass it to the next person. They wrote the next sentence and so on and so forth, except you're doing that with AI. So I thought that would be a great way to use it. Have AI generate content for you, then tweak it to fit your own style and tone. You can even ask AI for recommendations. You can use it to enhance your content. How many times have you been writing and you needed a supporting quote, a story, an example? AI is perfect for this. Using AI prompts. I have this list that I was actually given by a client. It's a link to 2,000 plus ChatGPT prompts, and I'm going to share that with you. But while we're on this episode, I was going to tell you, you can learn how to use ChatGPT. There are actually courses or programs or workshops, and it will help you to use it better. So find some of those. Find some free videos about how to use AI. You can use it for email marketing, for website content, for building an online funnel, for YouTube marketing, for podcast marketing, to use on social media as a copyright assistant. You can use it for text marketing, for affiliate marketing, for general business. There's so many uses. It's insane. Use more than one AI tool. I've found that each AI tool is different and has its own strengths and weaknesses. Obviously, there are, as I said, paid and free tools. It's the same as it often is with other things in life. You get what you pay for. So sometimes the paid versions of these tools are so much better. You have to really give yourself a chance, give AI a chance to use your own writing skills, expertise, and combine it with the tool of AI to truly make it better. Don't be afraid of using tools. It's just like if you think about around your house, how we as women use the tools that we have to get things done, such as a dishwasher to make washing dishes so much faster. I have not hand washed a dish except for maybe one or two when I needed it quickly in a very long time. So think of AI as your dishwasher for writing. And so you can get more done, be more efficient, and make it better. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I can't wait to have you back next week for some AI tools.